This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a form of depression caused by the winter's lack of light and warmth. Tri-State's Public Radio's Casey Mendoza looks at whether the symptoms are eased during unusually mild winters like the one we just experienced in the Midwest.
The Illinois State climatologist reported this year's winter was the fifth warmest winter on record for the state. This did not help Katie Hutton, who is a recent graduate of Knox College. Hutton has suffered from seasonal depression since high school. Though there were fewer cold days this winter, she still struggled with hypersomnia and low energy.
We have had a couple of days, even last month, where it would get up to like the 60s or 70s. So that would be like really exciting because the sun would be out and it'd be like, oh, it's spring. And then the next day it would be like 25 degrees outside and snowing.
Hutton says the sudden changes in temperature were jarring. She says her body and mind weren't given enough time to transition. Hutton's coping mechanisms include seeing a counselor and making more of an effort to surround herself with friends. This helps her avoid isolation and fatigue. Tiara Thompson, from the Chicago suburb of Naperville, suffers from symptoms similar to those of Hutton, but her experience was much different this winter.
This year has probably been the best year ever for me. I'm actually considering moving in the next few months because of how great the weather's been and how much that made a huge impact on me both physically and mentally.
Most winters, Thompson copes with SAD through full-spectrum lamps that simulate sunlight, as well as over-the-counter drugs that help elevate energy levels. Thompson did not need them as much this winter. Despite SAD's connection to weather conditions, there are more factors to consider. Those who do research into psychiatry state that genetic and biological factors can also affect sufferers of SAD. As with any type of depression, there is no one treatment or cure that will work for everyone. I'm Casey Mendoza, Tri-State's Public Radio News.